Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are coming out shortly. We will get you those. It has been a big week for Eagles Insiders. Yes, Ike?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Baldy. Something stuck in my head with Baldy.
Was it when he said my name? I'm on cloud nine, buddy.
Yeah, not that.
Okay, all right. Okay.
No, it was more. I'll let you have that. Yeah, you stay on cloud nine.
All right,
there.
Okay.
No, it was when he said he believes the Eagles will go back to playing the way that they usually play.
Everybody
unless
does.
They're forced to not play that way.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I just don't get it, man.
They've won a lot of games that way.
Yeah, I get that part.
They don't trust the quarterback.
I just don't get it.
Here's why I think that. Look, we act like the only way to not throw interceptions is to not throw the ball.
Right.
You look at all. Daniel Jones hasn't thrown an interception.
Nope.
Josh Allen has not thrown an interception.
Nope.
Baker Mayfield has not thrown an interception. Nope. Now, he has put the ball in harm's way a lot, but has not thrown an interception. And then you look last year. I know these guys didn't win the Super Bowl. Just listen to me for a second. Lamar Jackson threw four interceptions last year. Josh Allen threw four interceptions last year.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Herbert threw three. I knew he threw up in the playoff game. I get it. But this is all. So I just keep coming back to the thing that Donovan said is that for some reason, they do not believe that they can throw the football and not turn it over because there are just, or Jalen doesn't trust his arm or doesn't trust the throws or whatever it is because you can throw the ball and not turn the ball over as much as, you know, there's a big difference between throwing 20 interceptions and not throwing it.
I agree. And here's where I will meet them halfway. Right, I'll meet them halfway here because I do sort of believe when Elliott says or when Kevin Petullo said yesterday, there were plays there earlier, we just didn't capitalize on them.
Yes, I agree too.
So then that goes back to the quarterback letting the ball go.
Yes.
Like that's what that really does go back to. And it goes back to that. So yeah, maybe it isn't as much of we need to come out and throw. But when those opportunities are dialed up, Jalen has to let the ball go.
He does. And if
you got to throw it and be confident in your guys.
To be honest with you, if I was a coach of the Philadelphia Eagles and I heard what Hurt said after the game about we are trying not to lose, and
he said something like we need to play
to win and instead
win
of trying
instead
not,
of
to,
of trying not
now,
to lose.
Now maybe he's talking about himself, in which case I but if he's talking about the philosophy of the offense, if I was a coach, I would want to pull my hair out because I would look at the tape and say, you threw balls in the second half that you do not throw normally. Again, the second half was not guys running wide open the entire time. There was one pass where Dallas Goedert, there wasn't anybody around him. But A.J. Brown, there was a guy there. Devontae Smith, there was a guy there over and over and over again. So I do not believe that they are scheming the offense at this point to throw the ball 16 times a game. I really don't. And I don't even think they were doing that last year to the extent that we did it. You have to be able to throw the ball more than they throw the ball and still not be worried about having an extraordinary level of turnovers.
Yeah.
There's an acceptable number of turnovers that you can have while you're throwing the ball, at least in a reasonable number of times. And they have to do it early. They have to throw the ball early.
This is for all my Jalen people. Don't let's not get sensitive, right, when we're discussing Jalen.
I'm just talking about it.
Yeah. I'm about to add on to it. That's why I'm like, we don't need to be all sensitive about it. But if we want to see, and I'm one of these people who want to see more of what I saw in the second half, then I do got to go back to the quarterback and say, all right, bro, you got to let the ball go. Like, you got to be confident. You got to be confident in what you're seeing and just let the ball go. And you can't be so afraid of turning the ball over. Because here's what those other quarterbacks, even though they don't throw a ton of interceptions, but even the ones that sometimes put the ball in harm's way, there's a confidence level there with them that they believe they can overcome that.
They're not worried about throwing
interceptions. Yes. Yeah. And that's where I need, again, that's not saying play recklessly. That's not. That's saying that you're giving your guys a chance. Because quite frankly, the wide receivers feel the same way that I'm talking about. They're saying, dude, we're running the routes. Like, give me a chance to catch the ball. Like, I'm not going to get 4 yards of separation so that you have a clear, easy throw to make. No, throw the ball, tight window. I'm going to go up there and make the play.
And
give me a chance to make the play, though.
It's almost like you do not have the time to think about it if you're Jalen. Especially early in the game when you're throwing, you're going to have to throw these underneath things and not the little, you know, 4 yards and get tackled things, the crossing routes where you're leading the guy and those sorts of things. You don't have time to think.
Yeah.
You just have to see where it is and go, or you have to think quickly and make that decision. And he almost has this, he hesitates a second and you hesitate that split second and it's gone.
Right.
And that's when everybody looks like they're covered because everybody's at the end of their route with the guy who's covering them.
Yep.
And then that's when he's buying time for them to go freestyle and get somewhere else.
And it don't always work.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think there were some sloppy moments too from the receivers. I think in the first half there was more than one time where there was the one that we noticed where Dotson got in the way of the ball that was supposed to be for Devontae.
Yes, for Devontae.
That happened a couple times where guys were in the same spot. There's no way that's supposed to be.
That's not the play
design. Nope. Yeah. There's no way Kevin Petullo is designing the play for two receivers to be in the exact same spot. So.
Nope.
Let's do the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, this has been a big week.
Yeah.
Everyone's gunning.
Yeah, they're showing up.
I hope Elliott Shore Parks is willing to put in the work because this is not a 2 or 3 horse race like it was last year. This is going to be more difficult for Elliott to win.
Yes. And we'll make it harder for him.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Number 5, Jeff McClain.
All right.
Ooh.
Dropped a little bit. What do they have this?
He had the Lane Johnson stinger.
He had the Lane Johnson stinger, which is good. That is a good scoop.
That's a scoop.
Elliott
but in this day and age, in a dog-eat-dog world with the Eagles inside of your power rankings, a little stinger.
Yes. Number 4 moves up a spot because he had what I consider a big scoop, D Gunn.
Yeah.
D Gunn had this.
What did D Gunn do?
He had the scoop on Big Dom getting fined $75,000 for sending a text message.
Yeah. It's an expensive text message.
Yes.
That is an expensive text message, man.
Really expensive.
Inflation, am I right?
Yes.
Yes, inflation.
Yeah, 5 years ago, that was a $50,000 fine. It's eggs and fines.
Yep.
Gunn on. Number 3 dropping 2 spots is Elliott Shore Parks.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. He knew it was coming, though.
Yeah. He felt it.
I think this is still respectful. Elliott did have a good moment in that he asked the question we all wanted to hear.
He did.
He asked Coach Nick Sirianni if Kevin Petullo was still calling the plays. I will never forget Nick Sirianni's face. It was great. Nick Sirianni wanted to say, what are you talking about?
Yep.
He what looked, do you mean?
Looked completely shocked by the question, but it was a good question.
Yep.
Number 2, out of nowhere, one of the finalists from last year, 6 ABC's Jason Dumas.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations.
What did Jason do?
Had the injuries for Adoree Jackson and Ja'Quarion Bennett before anybody else.
Okay.
Yeah. Really, really good scoop.
Okay, nice one.
Yes. And he has privately announced that he is coming for Elliott's throat. Yes.
Good.
Like it.
Yep, he wants it. Well,
like it.
He had the feeling of being in studio.
And saw
Elliott win.
Yep.
Yeah.
Saw how the big dogs eat.
And number one, out of nowhere, John Clark.
Wow.
Clarky?
Yes. Welcome back, bud.
What did Clark get number one for?
Had the scoop that the Eagles were traveling to Tampa a day early.
Yeah, yeah.
And then today.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yep.
You have a problem with that, Ike?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Nope.
And then today, he might not have been the first one, but I saw that he was the first one to report that the Eagles hope to have Bennett and Nolan Smith back by the bye week, and they are both non-surgical injuries. Now, all those guys had it. I saw John Clark first.
Every beat report tweeted the same thing within 2 minutes.
Yes. But congratulations to John Clark, number one. Number one.
I bet you he's shocked by that.
I'm sure he's shocked.
I did not expect to see John Clark at number one.
You know he wants number one.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
You know what you want, number one? You want your own Shore House.
Oh.
You know who can get it for you? Adam Kasabe.
Kasabe.
The Process Realtor. Spell it. K-S-E-B-E. There's one you may have thought about getting one. You gave up. Market's too tough. I can't do it anymore. It's too frustrating. As soon as I see it go up on Zillow, it's gone. That's why you need a guy like Kasabe, who is the king of the Delaware beaches. He knows about houses going up on sale before they're even on sale. At a Long and Foster, Bethany Beach, he knows what you should bid. He knows what the good streets are, what the bad streets are, and he is going to be your partner in getting your beach house down to the Delaware beaches so you no longer have to spend thousands of dollars to rent somebody else's house for a week. No, that'll be you. People will pay you thousands of dollars to rent your house. They're paying your mortgage. You have your place to spend with family and friends. If you've never been to the Delaware beaches, it's aces. And not only is it a good hang and a great spot, the property taxes in Delaware, very, very low. Super low. Jersey Shore, highest taxes nationwide. When you're ready to take the leap, the guy you have to reach out to is Adam Kasabe, K-S-E-B-E. Call or text him. This is his direct cell, 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. Jack, I see you trying to...
Yeah, it's Kasabe, right?
Yes.
So why are you saying K-S-E-B-E?
That's how you spell it.
That's how you spell it? There's an A before?
No, it's Kasabe.
Really?
Yes.
It's a fascinating last name.
Yeah, I know. That's why I spell it all the time.
I keep thinking you're really forgetting a letter.
I'm worried about people Googling it and Googling it wrong. That's why I spell the name. We'll get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report right after we talk to Aaron in Mount Airy. Aaron, you're on WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Aaron?
What up, A?
Yo, I was going to start with a Tupac lyric, but I was like, Ike ran into too many wedges. He probably would have picked up on me and finished the lyrics. So I had to scrap that.
That's not right.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Unnecessarily, but look, too, right?
he rapped like the whole first lyric of the song the other day. Three days ago.
Because he heard his voice. If I would have came in with a lyric,
I totally would not have known. Yeah, you know it. It took me a while to figure it out.
So look, Spike.
Yeah.
I know you don't care, but when you was ripping off KCKK yesterday, what he was trying to say was.
Ripping off Tasty Cake's head. Oh, okay, yeah.
What he was trying to say was, when the Eagles were scoring in the second half, the Rams were allowed to score as well. That's what he was trying to say. That we were scoring, the Rams were allowed to score. And I know Matt Stafford got him into field goal range.
Aaron,
that's what he was trying to say.
Let me tell you what he was trying to say. He has Jalen derangement syndrome.
Oh, I know.
And he was trying to say that Matt Stafford was playing bad because it was against Jalen Hurts. And the fact is that Matt Stafford did not play a great game, but he did lead his team into field goal range to win the game. It was a good drive. Hit bing 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 bing. He was not in the game thinking about Jalen, which is what Tasty Cake was suggesting. So,
like I said, but you know what? I'm getting tired of playing the Bucks in September and Tampa Bay. Imagine how the Eagles feel. Yeah, because I was just looking at the schedule earlier today. Like the time we played them, it's always in September when we're down there. And yep. The last time they played here was in October, early. But like October weather in Philly, it's a decent brisk outside. It may have been 75. It's kind of warm on the field. It's like 82 on the field. It's better than 100 degrees.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. Whatever. Yeah,
because I hate the heat. Like I hate extreme cold. But I can deal with cold way better than I can deal with heat. Heat, you know what heat do to black people? Like, we get angry.
Yeah.
You know what, yep. What I'm saying? But listen. With Jalen, I should have been prepared. I didn't look up box scores. But I want to know if he's ever had a stretch of at least 10 games throwing 25 to 28 passing a game. I guarantee.
Well, 22.
Hell, not recently, hasn't.
22. Well, 23 must have been, right? Throwing 25 to 28 times a game?
Yeah, probably at 23 he did,
yeah. At least for a 10 game stretch? Okay, cool.
Well, yeah. I'll probably look.
Yeah, yeah. So this, like, we need to, for the rest of the season, put the ball in the air 25 to 28 times a game when it permits it. If we're blowing the team out, run the ball. But when it permits it, because that's why I said we have a Jalen problem. Because coaches, we can't always call coaches inept. Like, all these coaches are not inept. But for some odd reason, they get with Jalen like, I don't know if he can do it. I don't know if I can trust him to put the ball in the air, starting the game off, putting the ball in the air. Like, we got to establish a run. And then we throw the ball later. Then we throw the ball later in the game. But we got to establish a run with him. So a lot of teams like, no, we're going to throw the ball, and then we're going to run,
yes,
the ball thing and throw it to the end of the game.
Yes.
Like, so they look at them like, we can't do that with this quarterback.
But here's but, where like, the word – so I'm looking at 23, right? And there's not 10 games, but to start the season, attempts, 33-23, 37-37, 38-45, 31-38-23.
And that was a big interception season.
But so in the end of the season, 23-15, mm-hmm. with 23 TDs, 15 interceptions. Yeah. This is the conversation you were having with Elliot yesterday, where you're saying, you said, well, if he throws 17 interceptions, but he throws 40 touchdown passes, is that going to be good? And but he threw 15 interceptions in 23.
Only 23.
Yeah, and only had 23 touchdown passes. So, yeah.
That's all we said. If it was the first quarter interception, I don't care. Just don't throw interceptions in the clutch or in the fourth
right,
quarter.
That's where it really matters as far as I'm concerned.
That's what it matters. Like, let's take it to Spike Sport. You can drop 45 points, and it's a close game. If you don't get no points at the end of the game, who the hell cares if you drop 45 points?
Right.
Like, right.
So I don't care that you throw an interception early in the game. It does not matter. Yeah, we'll be mad, like, through a pick. But if we, like, at the end of the game, if we're in a close game and you come through, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
The ball in the air. Because we have too many good players on the field. Like, Lamar Jackson has never had the talent passing-wise. But he threw 41 touchdown passes last year. You know what? You know how I would feel if an Eagles quarterback throws Carson Wentz through 33 with, like, come on, like, we
still got Wentz as the record holder with 33 touchdowns.
You know what?
Yes. Matt would have had it, but he sat out.
You know
yes.
what?
So, yep.
Like,
You know what's
we have to throw the ball.
You know what's crazy? Aaron, thank you for the call. Here's the 22 attempts.
Uh-huh.
This is just to start the season. 32, 31, 35, 25, 36, 25, 28, 27, 26, 28, 39, 31, 37. Did not have a game with fewer than 25 pass attempts.
Yes, sir.
Not one game. Not one game.
And that's how I know that he has the ability to do it, because there he's showing you that he can do it. This has to be tied into a confidence thing somehow.
On some level.
Has to be. I mean, it just has to be. And I'm not talking about the coaches having confidence in calling the plays. I'm talking about him having confidence in what he's seeing and just letting it rip.
This is wild to
look at. And just letting it rip. Because here's what you would know when it comes to the whole play calling or play design thing. Players don't really have a real problem calling out the play calling.
No, they don't.
Yeah, players don't really have a problem with calling out play calling.
By the way, that season, with all those attempts, six interceptions.
Yeah.
Six. Which is the same number of interceptions he had last year.
Yeah.
Same number of interceptions.
With probably 100 less attempts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same number. Jack, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time. There we go. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Let's bring down the mood real quick, baseball team. Listen. No, Rob Thompson talked before the game. So Bryce Harper's feeling better. Might stay home again, though.
Okay.
So,
hold on. Brandon Marsh had to come in.
Yes.
And he was sick.
And he never left.
And laid in a room under a blanket.
Yes.
And Bryce was like, I'm good.
Yeah, hell no. I'm staying home.
Well, also, they have to be pretty careful at this point not to get everybody else sick.
No, my point was why we have Brandon Marsh in when we did.
Of course.
No idea.
Yeah, when you're sick, stay home. Yeah,
stay
Bryce
home.
Should be at home.
Unless you remember the WIP afternoon show, and then your job is to come in and get the other guys sick.
We don't stay home, yeah.
When we get sick, we get sick together.
I don't think we get sick.
No, we don't.
Not on this show.
Don't even admit it.
Yeah. And I think Sirianni the sniffles again today. I'm on Sirianni's sick watch. This guy's sick all the time. Anyway, JT also said the bruise with some swelling, but it's feeling better. So a bruise, obviously better than a break.
Yeah.
How's that for?
That's pretty good.
That's a big breakdown. Yeah. Lineup tonight, a little dire, not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
Harrison Bader.
Okay.
Schwarber, all right. Boomer in the three hole. All right. We're good there. We're cooking still. Casty in the four hole.
Okay.
He's back.
There you go.
Otto Kemp hitting fifth, playing first base.
Home run last night, right?
Otto Kemp is hitting fifth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, he almost hit that ball in the ninth, too. They hit some balls hard.
This is a team that really cares about the one seed.
What do you want him to do? Edmundo Sosa's back playing shortstop.
Okay.
So, Mundo. Weston Wilson is in left field, not second base.
Exactly. As I said.
Great.
Yeah.
Stoddard's at second base and Marshawn's at catcher.
Ooh, that is a lineup.
Yeah.
And then Luzardo on the mound.
Luzardo's
on the mound.
Okay.
They're facing Ryan Weathers, who's pretty good. He's got pretty good stuff. But really like a 4-5 inning pitcher.
Take the under. All right.
I mean, like Spike. I mean, they are battling some injuries. They can't just magically create a first baseman that's a 30 home run guy. Yeah, what would you like them to do?
I'm not complaining.
You're saying they're, but you're like, well, is this team really going for the one seed? Well, who else are they supposed to play?
Somebody.
Well, listen, Otto Kemp's producing a little bit.
Yeah, he is.
I know. You really want the one seed. They should be 1.5 games behind the Brewers, and that's infuriating.
They should be tied with the Brewers. I mean,
they've lost, what, 3 straight?
Yeah, we've lost 4 or 5.
No, I'm saying the Brewers have lost 3 straight.
Yeah.
As well as the Brewers. Bullpen numbers. Over the last 7 days, opponents hitting .292 against them.
Is that good?
No.
Okay.
No. And a 5.73 FIP, which I know you're a huge fan of.
I'm not a FIP guy.
Yeah, I know. Fielding independent pitching, but
not
good numbers.
What?
And the biggest problem for me in the bullpen.
You an ex-FIP guy or a FIP guy?
I don't know if they're technically.
Hold on, what do you mean again?
Fielding independent pitching.
Yeah, I don't know what ex-FIP is. But there is an ex-FIP.
It has to be.
Yeah.
There's an X for everything in baseball now. There's expected average, expected WOBA.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bullpen concern is Duran is certainly a situation worth monitoring. But I think the real thing is who's the righty getting him the ball?
Kirkering.
No. Robertson's allowed runs in 4 out of the last 5 outings.
I told you Robertson didn't pass my sniff test.
Yeah, he's fine. And then
there it is.
And then there's old Trevino. Come on, man. Local kid pitching pretty well.
Ivan, with One Last Breath is his entrance song?
Yeah, the remix.
Is he has One Last Breath?
Yes. Yes. The remix one. But
we found out. We don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. Yeah.
He's our show. He's our show's guy.
Yes, that's our guy.
Threw a no-hitter against me in college and plays One Last Breath.
Yes.
He threw a no-hitter against you in college?
Yes.
What's his name again?
Lou Trevino.
Lee Trevino?
Lou Trevino.
Oh, Lou Trevino.
Slippery Rock.
Yeah.
So I watched him from the dugout and said, he throws in the 90s.
Yeah.
We're not the same. We play the same league.
Immediately, Jack started doing play-by-play in the dugout when he saw Lou Trevino.
So I got to find a better, got to find something else to do.
Yeah.
And something also worth monitoring, Matt Strom has pitched once since last Monday.
Yeah, what is going on there?
So I think it's load management. I think he's pitched a lot. They think they want him fresh for the postseason. I hope that's what it is. I hope they're not trying to mask an injury. I think he was warming up last night before the rain delay.
Okay.
So I think he's ready to come in and maybe get shut down with the rain delay, and they didn't want to put him back out there after fully warming up.
Okay.
But one time, I mean, he could have helped last night for sure.
Yeah. Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five? Everyone's wondering.
Things that are back.
Things that are back.
Yeah,
things.
Including one that went away for a while.
Well, that's how it would come back.
Yep.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he reinserted himself today.
Wow.
Huh.
Easy in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.